Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music on CITR 101.9 FM. Stick with me for more Italian music coming up in a minute. Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. Benvenuti a tutti. Sono Linda Bull e questa è un'ora di musica italiana qui su CITR 101.9 FM, qui a Vancouver. Allora, come sempre inizio con questo bellissimo brano, un brano tradizionale siciliano dal gruppo di Michael Occhipinti, The Sicilian Jazz Project. È un pezzo che si chiama Vittina Crozza. E andiamo avanti con un po' di musica da un gruppo di Roma. Alessandro Girotto è il chitarrista compositore di questo gruppo che si chiama Sine Nomine. Questo è un pezzo scritto da lui che si chiama Camminante. Sine Nomine.
Thank you. gira, raccoglie polvere dalla strada, mischia le forme, ruba le orme, le lascia andare senza pensare. Sono come un granello di sabbia tra le tue dita senza memoria, briciola sulla tavola del tuo cuore, senza futuro né storia. Come mai lontano non è mai lontano? Piuma su un aeroplano di carta, vedi, ti ringrazio per il passaggio, per il momento e la sensazione di essere vento. Sono come una goccia che corre svelta sul legno della tua barca, scheggia di tuono in volo, luce che brilla negli occhi di chi non guarda. Come mai che sempre inseguono i fiumi. Come mai lontano non è mai lontano? Sparire dai tuoi occhi la noia che lei non sa vedere. Ma ormai io sì t'avrei detto il mio amore cercando le parole che lei non sa trovare. Io sì, t'avrei fatto invidiare dagli stessi tuoi amici che di lei ora ridono. Ma sì, da te avrei voluto quella tua
che ti avrei insegnato qualcosa dell'amore che per lei è peccato. Io sì, t'avrei fatto sapere quante cose tu hai che mi fanno impazzire. Ma
grandissima voce di Ginevra Di Marco, una canzone però di Luigi Tenco, un grande cantautore ormai che manca da tantissimi anni, uno della scuola genovese, è un amico di Fabrizio De André, è un uomo diciamo torturato, cioè da se stessi, dei suoi pensieri, purtroppo dicono che si è suicidato. Però c'è anche la possibilità che magari è stato ucciso, ma non si sa, non si saprà mai. Io sì, quello viene dal disco favoloso di Ginevra Di Marco, intitolato Donna Ginevra. E lei è un talento strepitoso, mi piace da morire la sua voce, ha fatto tante collaborazioni con il grande fisarmonicista Riccardo Tesi, interpretando dei pezzi tradizionali toscani e anche di altre regioni d'Italia. Lei ha un nuovo album, Stelle dal vivo, che spero di potervi far sentire prossimamente. ginevradimarco.com è il suo sito web. Allora, siete qui, sono le 2:17 del martedì pomeriggio, il 4 giugno. Io sono Linda Bull e questo si chiama Give 'em the Boot, è un'ora di musica italiana, soprattutto folk, tradizionale, moderna, ma anche musica di cantautori, un po' di jazz, un po' di cose varie, di musica buona, interessante. Prima di sentire Donna Ginevra, Ginevra Di Marco, un'altra donna con una voce strepitosa, si chiama Eloisa Atti, è il nome del gruppo, del progetto che, da dove arriva questo brano che ho messo in onda. Il progetto si chiama Sur, è il disco Il Limite, è un bellissimo disco che ho scoperto tramite un mio amico musicista Nicola Genovese, grazie Nicola. Se volete saperne di più, fate è un po' difficile trovare delle cose su Eloisa, però se fate una ricerca su Eloisa Atti troverete un suo sito con delle informazioni. Lei viene dal mondo del jazz, però è compositrice anche lei, formazione classica, anche jazz, è una voce molto interessante. E all'inizio invece si ne nomine con un brano strumentale scritto e suonato da Alessandro Girotto, un mio amico che vive a Roma e di Latina, quindi ti saluto anche tu Alessandro. Camminante si chiamava il pezzo, un bellissimo pezzo, dal loro primo unico disco, Spartenza. Andiamo avanti. Oggi volevo riproporre un po' di una traccia o due dal disco nuovo del storico gruppo salentino, Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, Fuoco d'Amore si chiama. E vi propongo questo disco perché loro saranno di nuovo in tournée qui nella Nord America. Non verranno purtroppo a Vancouver, però saranno a Montreal al Jazz Festival. quest'estate. E anche dove altro? Cioè, saranno anche forse a Sunfest, credo, sempre in Ontario. Comunque potete andare sul loro sito per saperne di più. Loro sono un gruppo storico, esistono da 30 anni. E praticamente adesso c'è il figlio di uno dei fondatori. Lui si chiama Mauro Durante. Lui suona sia il tamburello che il violino. Volevo farvi sentire questo pezzo, Tuppe Tuppe si chiama, questo dal disco del canzoniere greccanico Salentino.
Thank you. $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
I think that sounds like a great idea, to grow some vegetables in your basement. But, of course, UBC is renowned for having the UBC Farm. And if you want to know about organic farming practices and all sorts of other lovely things, including having bees and recycling projects, you can come out to UBC here and learn more by visiting the farm, and there's farmers markets, everything. You can check it all out on UBC's website. Don't forget that CITR also has a really great website. It's www.citr.ca. In fact, it may just well be citr.ca. I don't think there's any triple W's beforehand. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/CITR101.9. Given the Boot, which is the name of this show, it's also on Facebook, and I like to post all of the things that I am playing so that people can get excited and go and, you know, if they've heard something they like, they can go and find out where it came from, read a little bit about it. I've just posted a whole bunch of things about the Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, who are a wonderful group from the Salento, and they are doing a new tour of North America starting in the 25th of June until mid-July. They'll be going to the Montreal Jazz Fest on July 4th and then Sunfest in London, Ontario on July 5th and 7th. Maybe next time round they'll come to Vancouver. They are renowned historical group from the Salento region in Puglia, southern Italy, doing what a lot of people might recognize as the tarantella or the pizzica, it's also known as, a type of traditional dance, music for dance. And the thing that's sort of interesting about this group is that they've really managed to incorporate elements of the old school tradition, so the music and culture of that region in the old musical style, with new songs, but also keeping that really important sort of social presence as well. Like, they're very, you know, political and, you know, interested in the social cultural aspects of their culture too. They have been around for a long time, and they are currently led by the son of one of the founding members, Rina Durante, whose name is Mauro Durante. Find out more about them on Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino's website, and I have links to that on Facebook as well. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Give 'em the Boot. I hope you're enjoying the show. I always like to hear from people, so if you feel like calling in on air, 604-822-2487. It doesn't mean I'll put you in air, it just means you'll call me here in the studio. So wait until I stop chatting and then you can give us a call. Maybe I can play something for you. What was I going to talk about next? Oh, yes. Importantly, this Sunday on the drive, on Commercial Drive, it's Italian Day celebrations. Italian Day was actually officially this Sunday just gone, 2nd of June, il 2 giugno, Festa della Repubblica. It's the anniversary of the creation of the Italian Republic. And this year, It is happening on June 9th. So this Sunday from 12 till 8 p.m., there's going to be just a bunch of different things happening all along the drive. It's car-free day, so there's no cars on the drive. It's a perfect opportunity to take a wander into one of Vancouver's historic neighborhoods. It used to be the big Italian neighborhood. It's still quite Italian, even though a lot of Italians have moved out into Burnaby and other places. But it's a great time to, you know, eat a cannoli and maybe, you know, listen to a little bit of music and see a fashion show or maybe a cooking competition, all sorts of cool things going on. You can check out thedrive.ca/event/Italian-day. And there's all sorts of things going on during the day. There's a full calendar. You can find out more by just checking there. And then tonight, in fact, I'm going to this event, Festa della Repubblica, Italian National Day. It's the grand opening of the Italian Heritage Month, as proclaimed by the City of Vancouver and the province of BC. And in collaboration with the Consulate General of Italy, Comites, and the CGE, and the Italian-Canadian Associations, they'll be providing traditional sweets for the community, while the Vancouver Italian Folk Chorus will sing tunes or songs, 7 p.m. in the ballroom at the Italian Cultural Centre. Free samples of Italian sweets, everybody, so don't miss out. It's free admission from 7 o'clock. That's in the big ballroom at the Italian Cultural Centre. The Italian Cultural Centre is on Slocan Street. It's 3075 Slocan Street. It's just beyond Victoria Drive. You know, go along Grandview Highway. It's not very far. Right near Renfrew SkyTrain Station. And they have all sorts of events happening all week. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a stage reading of Luigi Pirandello's Right You Are, if you think so. And on Thursday, there's going to be a concert. Cristiana Pegoraro, she's an acclaimed Italian pianist, performing music by Liszt, Rossini, Verdi, Piazzolla, and herself. Also, there's going to be various things happening next week, including Voice of the Night in the ballroom. It's a big singing competition, a variety theatre night with the Eduardo De Filippo Theatre Group on Tuesday, June 11th. Festa Italiana on June 16th. It's a traditional summer outdoor festival that happens at the Italian Cultural Centre. So all of this info, italianculturalcentre.ca, so many things going on, Italian Heritage Month, which is really exciting. So maybe if some of you come out to the Italian Cultural Centre tonight, I'll see you there in the ballroom. And on we go with some more music. Ancora un po' di musica, no? Allora, che cosa ho da proporvi? Ecco, volevo riprendere il discorso della musica, diciamo, etnica, se possiamo chiamare così, con un pezzo dall'orchestra multietnica di Arezzo. Si chiama El Eloa di...
برضو الفقير Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
That was a very cool track by Opa Chupa, which is a group from the Salento region, actually, but they fuse their own local music with the gypsy music of southeastern Europe. It's a strong emphasis on Albania and the Balkan brass band tradition, but you can really hear the mix of both of those worlds there, and it's got a bit of jazz mixed in there, and it's pretty cool. It's quite a large group playing all sorts of brass instruments and several drummers, several bass players, percussion, etc. Admir Shkurtaj is one of the guys on that album. He plays accordion, and he's actually, I've featured him recently. He has a new album on Anima Mundi of solo piano music, actually. Really great. He's an Albanian musician who's lived in the Salento for many years and is featured on lots of different groups' albums, including, what are they called? A group that plays a lot of traditional Griko music in the Griko language of southern Italy. It's a leftover relic of the Greek, let's say, invasion of southern Italy. Anyway, that track that I just played for you was called Fratello Balcanico, Balkan Brother, and it's from an album called Live in Contrada Tancano. It's a very cool CD, and I believe, I don't know what record label it's on, I can't see that info right now, but it's definitely worth checking out those guys. CD Roots magazine, which is a very cool, cdroots.com, they do great reviews of world music, and I've put a link to that on Facebook page of Given the Boot, which is the show you're listening to right now with me, Linda Bull. And before I played that, another Balkan, well, let's say Mediterranean, actually, influenced song. It was by a group called the Orchestra Multietnica di Arezzo, OMA, OMA. And this is an interesting multi-ethnic orchestra, as its name suggests, that started in 2007. And it sort of grew out of a type of workshop scenario where Italian musicians and actually foreign musicians too participated in this sort of workshop of multi-ethnic Mediterranean music, trying to sort of get to the roots of the traditional musics of the area of the Mediterranean, so all sorts of different countries, not just Italian music, in order to sort of cross traditional Italian music with European music in a sort of a contamination. And they put out this album in 2009 called Anima Meticcia, and it's distributed by Materiali Sonori. It's a great record label and distribution based in Tuscany. And in August 2010, they met up with the great voice of Raiz. He's a very experimental, cool guy who's a leader of a fantastic band called Alma Magretta. And also they met up with Enrico Fink, who directed the orchestra and very important in this world of this type of the cultural links there. And they're definitely an eclectic group. They're actually made up of about 25 musicians who come from all over, including Albania, Palestine, Lebanon, Argentina, Colombia, Bangladesh, Mexico, and many different regions of Italy. So very cool. OrchestraMultietnica.net, you can find out, and I have put the link on Facebook as well. Next up, a group from Calabria, and these guys are actually, there's a link here, they're called Quarta Aumentata, and it's a group that features a drummer who is from Calabria. He's sort of the founder of this group, and his partner is a fado singer from Portugal who has been living in, well, I think they sort of halfway live in Rome, partly in Calabria, partly maybe in Portugal as well. And Alessandro Girotto from the group I played earlier, Sine Nomine, has often played with this singer as well. Anyway, his partner. And I digress. But anyway, all these, too many connections here trying to fill you all in, but maybe it doesn't really matter. In any case, these guys have a new album out, and actually they're going to be playing in New York from the 22nd of September to the 18th of October in a musical called Mediterranean Voices, and that sounds like a very interesting project. More information about them can be found on their website, quartaaumentata.it. And I think I'm going to play you a track from an album that was actually it's sort of like a compilation of music from Calabria, and it features a track from these guys, and it's called Vai. This is Quarta Aumentata from Calabria.
Automatera alla scurda, automatera alla scuda, Madonna Maria. Tiene scegne morte, c'è camuta, sorda, da sei la vera notte, giorno, fuori stanno bici. C'è da scudeva se si viva l'uomo in vita, quando si morta pure solo senza niente. E allora è poco, non c'è mai confronta, i viva stanno là e morto vanno a pria. E allora è poco, non c'è mai scurda, la piazza viva l'aria e basta dare spada. Chi può dire? Chi può vedrò gli anni va a morire. Sua eccellenza Baffa da Falca chiama tutti i presenti, l'imputata che diceva di essere viva, tutta la donna stanno là per sentire, nessuno punto d'età stanno là per capire. Diceva sonnetta fra lacrime e fumo come bu, come quella che può credere in davatia, morte e stramorte stanno là per capire, nessuno manda rompe cruce come tu. E ma non c'è già un momento che spacca nuvole grigio, rosso tramonta da stanotte, tanta cacca chiusa, baffa da falca di verdura, elegante per venire, quasi un voce d'uca. Occhio malocchio di dana muccia, l'eccellenza scoppia a ridere, tutta vanna ad una. (Ride)
mentre rire s'eccellenza mi spia, mi dice tu che vive senza trovare una via. L'uomo è bello gli te pot senza ancà, che non c'è una paura di venire fino a qua. Chi può dire, chi può paradiso, va per di giù sapore di lume, va a mescarci in da greggere la giusa, come se ci esse a cantare senza cuore.
Görenlerin varı yanar.
That's actually a Turkish song that was recorded by a wonderful Canadian group featuring Turkish singer Özgü Özmen. Minor Empire is their name, and they feature Michael Occhipinti, great Canadian-Italian guitarist, jazz guitarist. Second Nature is the name of that album, and I wanted to feature that beautiful track, Keklik Daglarda Kagilar, just as a reminder to everybody to keep track of what's going on in Turkey right now and to be vigilant and give your support to people who are fighting the nasty government in Turkey at this point. And hopefully no more carnage will happen, and that the awful plans to scrap a green space, the only last remaining green space in Istanbul, to build a shopping mall for the friends of the leader of the Turkish government is not particularly great idea, and support those people who are out there protesting. So hopefully they all stay safe, and hopefully the international community will definitely do more than wrap the knuckles of the Turkish government. Before we heard from Minor Empire, I played a little track in a very strange Italian dialect written by and sung by Luca De Nuzzo. He's from Puglia, and he is from San Severo, and he sings in the Sanseverese dialect, and that was a song called A Sentenza du Cimitere from his self-titled debut album, which actually he won back in 2004 a very famous prize for songwriting, the Fabrizio De André Award, and since then has put out a couple of albums, and he has a new one in the works as well. He's now based in Rome. Started off with Quarta Aumentata from the Tribù Italiche Calabria series of discs, the Calabrian one, and it was called Vai. That features the percussion of Massimo Cusato. He's from Locri in Calabria. He's one of the founding members of that group, and his partner, Margarida Guerrero, is this Portuguese singer I was telling you about earlier, and the connection there is with Alessandro Girotto, who has played with him, and also with Stefano Saletti, who is going to be playing here at the Vancouver and Mission Folk Festivals with his group Piccola Banda Icona, who I featured last week on the show, and I will feature more before before the festivals start. But I wanted to pick a track that features Margarida Guerrero, who is playing, singing in the group Setesoish Orchestra. And that's an interesting group that are featuring music. It's this theme today of music from the Mediterranean. And the Setesoish Orchestra comes from basically a festival that happens it has happened for many years in the Mediterranean. And it is a festival bringing together the seven suns and seven moons. Actually, I believe it's called Sette Soish, Sette Lunash, something like that. And Stefano Saletti put a band together called the Sette Soish Orchestra, and they did a bunch of interesting songs featuring music from different parts of the Mediterranean. And this is one of them. It's called Libertação. My Portuguese is terrible. I apologize profusely. And that's all I have time for today on Given the Boot. Thanks so much for being with me. Grazie a tutti. See you all on Sunday at Italian Day on the Drive. Hopefully it'll be lovely and sunny. Ciao a tutti. Alla prossima settimana.
Pesa-me inteira a flor que falta para a roseira ficar mais alta. Pesa-me a lua e a noite vem de espada nua buscar alguém. Pesa-me a lua e a noite vem de espada nua buscar alguém. Pesa-me a neve ou a montanha.
se me enevo a montanha. Dizem que é leve, mas é tamanha. Chumbo veludo, seja o que for, pesa-me tudo menos a dor. Chumbo veludo, seja o que for, pesa-me tudo menos a dor. Menos a dor.